Let's get the BBC News first. Here's Sarah Walker.
Does the patient really come first? That from a Slough family who claim they've had to battle the system to get suitable care for their mentally ill son. 22-year-old Ross Wilson was sectioned last week and admitted to Heatherwood Hospital. Before that, he'd been treated at Wexham Park and ran away for a month. His dad, Peter, says he was horrified when doctors told him they wanted to move Ross back to Wexham.
And it's like homeopathic decision-making. No one can say who will make the decision. I said, find me the person to whom I can apply nipple clamps to make a decision. They just can't tell you who will make a decision, and they can't tell you on what basis a decision would be made.
Okay.
And so you just end up with frustration. Is there a good reason to move him? If he's not, if he goes, he's more likely to go AWOL, and this time, last time he went missing for 2 weeks, he was, prior to his last sectioning, he's picked up at Stansted trying to leave the country.
Wow.
So if he goes missing again, we think that's it. We may never see him again.
Peter, thank you for contacting us. I want you to keep me in touch with what goes on as far as your son's concerned. He's still in Heatherwood now, which is where we want him to be. Let me know if that changes, and we'll keep in touch.